So good evening. My name is Akash. I'm not actually an expert in anything. I'm here to just share the research that I've been doing in aquaponics, because about a year and a half ago, I came to know about it. I knew nothing about farming or anything. And when I heard about this, I said, this is something really interesting that we should all experiment with. So what is aquaponics? How many of you actually have heard of aquaponics? You can just raise your hand to get an idea. Practically nobody. A few. Okay, that was the same story with me. So what happened was I started to get interested in rainwater harvesting a little bit, minimal use of water to grow vegetables, etc. Started doing some research and then came on to hydroponics. So I had a look at what was happening in Oroville. There wasn't much. There was a couple of people doing experiments with that. And then on the net, I came to know about aquaponics. So what is aquaponics? It's actually the merging of aquaculture and hydroponics, which means growing fish and vegetables in a closed loop. Yeah. So what does that mean? It means that you have a system which uses minimal water, a closed environment where you have basically a fish tank which produces then the waste. The water of the fish is then pumped through the grow beds where the vegetables are growing, and the vegetables get all the nutrients they need without any added chemicals or anything else. So the byproduct is that you get vegetables and fish in one system. The advantage is that it's a soilless environment. You use actually an inert material like rocks or coconut fiber, anything basically where the roots of the plants can take hold and start growing. It's organic in its nature because you cannot use any pesticides on the plants. That will go back into the system and kill the fish. So you have to be able to keep the system as clean as possible. Minimal water use, you're constantly recycling the same water through the system. So what you use, basically what the vegetables absorb and what's lost to evaporation, is your major loss, unless you have any big leaks, which is what we had. But theoretically, that's it. Minimal care, there's no weeds. So whatever you plant basically grows where you planted it. You have to come every day and feed the fish. That's about as much as it is. And if you're growing then quick-growing crops like lettuces and so on, then you have to plant the seedlings and so on. But there's no other care in the system. A high yield. So once the system is set up well, it basically becomes an ecosystem of its own. And the growth rates are much higher than in a conventional system. This is what we tried at home, actually. And we planted a tomato in the ground. There may not have been much nutrients, but we planted the same one in the aquaponics, and it was about double the size. So it was quite interesting to see. So what is a system looking like? You've got different elements. You've got your fish tank. So that's basically where you feed your fish. They grow out there. You need to oxygenate that because the fish require a constant oxygen. So you have to have a separate pump to oxygenate that 24 hours. Then you have either an overflow. There are various systems. In this system, basically, the water will overflow into the grow beds. The grow beds have what you call a flood and drain system. So they'll never get higher than a certain level, and then they'll slowly drain out over the course of an hour or so into another tank. That water is then pumped back into the main tank, and the system cycles. So we have at our system, we've got a timer, which basically goes on for about 10 minutes every 2 hours, which is sufficient to flood all of the beds, so the plants get what they need, and then that slowly drains back in. The air pump is a very small affair. It's about 30 watts, so it doesn't take much power. The main pump is a 1 HP, so that does take considerable power, but it's run for a very little time every day. And the grow beds, let's see if I have a picture. I just go through. This is a typical setup. This is what we've done. You see the grow beds all along the two sides. So we've tried different materials. We wanted to try and see what we could get locally. So on the right side, you have beds of Karapa stone, which are basically glued together. It doesn't work very well. And on the other side, we've made our own beds in granite. In Karapa slabs with brickwork. So that's the essentials of the system. Now I'll go a little into how it actually works. So the downside of aquaculture is that the water is, it's a very water intensive thing because you basically pollute the water very quickly with a high amount of fish. The ammonia and so on is quite bad for fish. So what happens is in our system, the ammonia, the water which is filled with ammonia is basically pumped into the grow beds. The grow beds are all full of rocks. On those rocks, a whole bunch of bacteria colonize and start to filter the water. So there's two major groups of bacteria that are essential for aquaponics. One is the Nitrosomonas, which is what converts the ammonia into nitrates. Nitrates are still pretty lethal to fish, but luckily there's a second group of bacteria, Nitrobacter, which converts that into nitrate, which is very good, and it's right at the roots of the plant. So they absorb it and they get the maximum amount of nitrates whenever they need it. That in turn purifies the water, so when the water goes back into the fish tank, it's already removed of all of those particles which are not good for the fish. And at the same time, the heavier particles, the fish waste and so on, will settle at the bottom of the tank. So that's good for the roots, because as they go down, they're able to then absorb that as well. So that's the essential thing. This is an experiment we did at home, our first experiment. It's just three little beds of plastic with some pebbles and a tank at the back. And as you can see, the tomatoes are growing very well. We didn't do much, we didn't control them, we just let them go up. They say in aquaponics you can grow any vegetable or plant. Leafy greens grow much better than root crops because, of course, you've got pebbles and so on, so it's not so easy for them to get a foot. So you have to learn to use vertical space more than horizontal space because that's quite limited, so you tend to grow whatever you can up. You'd either guide your tomato plants that they can grow very close together or whatever. Vertical spacing is, as I said, the most important. Horizontal spacing is not. You can actually grow vegetables much closer together in an aquaponic system than in a normal system because the nutrients are there, water is there. So none of the conventional problem, you don't need to weed because there are no weeds. So you can completely reorganize the way you do farming and no crop rotation because the same water is supplied to the entire bed. Fish, basically they say you can stock it at very high densities, one fish per 10 liters, that's quite ambitious. But you can do a bit less than that as long as you have good aeration and a good high protein feed. You can decide to grow ornamental fish or edible fish. We are trying to grow edible fish, carp, which is a local variety available here. And that will take about 6 to 9 months before they mature. So this is our system. We got the funding for this from Oroville in May of this year from the farm group. We worked like crazy for about 2.5 months to get the system up. It's a greenhouse, so there's a plastic on the roof which protects the thing from the rain. So we have really a closed loop where we can evaluate the amount of electricity and water needed for the system. As you can see here, this is about a month old. The vegetables are starting to come up. You see the piping here for the main water to fill up the beds. Below, in between, there are big return pipes so that the water goes back into the fish tank at the end. And we felt this was a scale which was large enough to prove whether this could work or not. So over the course of 1 year, we want to sort of monitor, try various types of vegetables and see what really works. Here you see another picture. We've got some beans, some cucumbers, zucchini, a few things. Some things are growing much faster than others. This is our website, so we're going to keep updating it, hopefully. If any of you want to check it out regularly or get in touch with us through that, you're most welcome. Thank you.